we present My Music. A new musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreier. And here to introduce the two teams is your chairman, Steve Race.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of My Music, in which the team's knowledge of music of all kinds is tested in a series of questions, which we hope you at home will answer as well while you listen. First, meet our two teams. On the one hand, David Franklin and Frank Muir, and they're challenging Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. We're just beginning the programme. It's appropriate, I think, to begin with a round of famous overtures. For 2 marks, can you give, in each case, the title of the overture and then who wrote it? Here's the one for David Franklin. Stormy stuff. David, do you know which opera?
Of course, the difficulty with an opera singer is that when the overture is being played, he's still in his dressing room making up and wondering where his trousers have got to. Is it Rossini?
Yes.
William Tell.
Very good. 2 marks. Dennis Norden, here's the music for you to listen to. Dennis, did you hear that properly?
I did, yes. Mm. The other overture that I know, that was played on the harmonica with all the optional accessories, 1812.
Yes, by
Tchaikovsky. Mm.
Thank you very much. Who played the canon on that recording, do you know?
Larry Adler.
That's quite right, yes. Now you get your 2 marks. Overture coming up for Ian Wallace. Favourite overtures. Do you know what it is?
I think so. I would say that was the overture to The Bastard Bride by Smetana.
You would be correct. 2 marks.
Very good.
You didn't even know she was married, did you?
I tell you, one thing about Smetana was he did jolly well know which side his bride was bartered.
Check. Now, Frank Muir, your overture. Yes, sir.
In Jimmy Edwards' act, he comes on with a euphonium case, opens it, and removes a miniature cornet from it, and says, "I'm now going to play the overture Light Cavalry by Supé." He only actually blows about 8 bars of it because it gives him a sick headache. And he also says, "Overture Light Cavalry, stand by your buckets." It's really Jimmy Edwards' laugh, not mine. Overture Light Cavalry. Supé.
And 2 marks for that, and we move on to the next set of questions around about general musical knowledge. For 2 marks, first of all, David Franklin once again. With what kind of music, David, do you associate Messrs. Moody and Sankey?
Moody and Sankey with American evangelistic hymns.
American ones, yes. Well, evangelistic hymns, certainly. 2 marks. Dennis Norden, how are the strings on a violin tuned?
We
I used to play the violin. I didn't play the violin. I learnt the violin when I was 11 for 3 weeks. There's some trouble with the rosin and the dog. Well, they're tuned by... You turn these little knobs at the end of the violin.
Like ears.
Yeah. If you will notice at the end of the violin, there are four bits sticking out to each side. If you turn those, as I did, eventually the string snaps.
Serves me right for asking the question in that form. I meant, of course, to which notes are the strings of the violin?
Oh, dear. Now, wait a minute. The nearest one to you...
To me.
G. Is to me. No, to me. I'm holding it, as it were, mentally.
You must be a southpaw.
is G. And the furthest one is E. And there's two in the middle of that. And I don't think I reached those two, actually. I was the only one who could do double stopping across the two outside strings. What's the two?
Can you get them? G.
And
I think... I'm not a violinist, but I think there is a G, an E, and an A in the midst of it.
Yeah, well, yeah. I have to give you 1.5 marks, because there's a D you missed out. G, D, A, E. 1.5 marks, then. And I think I really ought to congratulate you, Dennis, on being the first violinist to tune your strings that way round. Uh-huh. Everybody else has the G string on the outside. Ian Wallace, your question. What is absolute pitch?
Absolute pitch is the capacity to sing a note and or produce a note on an instrument and know that that note is E or E flat or whatever, to get the exact number of vibrations that go. This is something that is a wonderful gift for musicians. A lot don't have it, and I am one of those who definitely does not have it.
Now, that's 2 marks. I'm trying to good in, because it's one of those things like a spiral staircase. It's very difficult to describe somehow in words when you're really faced with it.
Yeah.
Absolute pitch, yes, it's a gift, isn't it, which not many people have, and it's a very good thing to have if you happen to be a musician, especially, of course, if you're a singer fighting the orchestra like mad in a very modern work.
Mm. Yeah. It's one of those things where if you hear a scream in the night and somebody says, "What's that?" you say, "B flat."
Frank Muir, your question coming up on this round. Who is the patron saint of music?
It is the BBC at the moment. Apart from that, it's Calliope or something. What?
Calliope?
Cecil.
Cecil.
I wish you'd write more clearly.
I'll have to do everything in block capitals, wouldn't you, please?
Cecilia.
Yes.
You should have written it the right way around, David, otherwise he'd have said Cecil Street.
I'm still numbed by the fact that Dennis played the violin. I never knew.
How are we doing? Val next to me is doing the addition sums. Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden have 7.5 marks. David Franklin and Frank Muir lead with 8 marks. Something a bit more in the popular line now. For 2 marks, gentlemen, can you identify the following musical groups or bands by the style of music and the kind of sound they make? David Franklin, your turn first. Now, David, we know it was you singing on that, but can you remember the name of the group?
South American.
Yes.
I don't know how to pronounce it. You must bear with me. Los Paraguayos?
Very, very good, yes. Marvellous. Dennis Norden, this is a difficult one, so I'll give you a slight hint by telling you it's not a Raggy Waltz, but... And here's the music.
Well, taking the hint. As is it the man who mucks about with time signatures quite a lot?
Yes, it is.
And that was Joe Morello on drums.
Well, it could have been if the record had been made a bit later.
Oh.
The right group, though. Name
Dave Brubeck.
Yes, Dave Brubeck. It was rather an early record, which is why I thought I ought to. I owed you a clue, and I don't think Joe Morello was with the group then, but that's a minor point. Two marks. Ian Wallace. Can you name the man, Ian, or if not that, the party?
Brass?
Yes. The leader played a brass instrument originally.
Oh.
Originally?
Yes.
The party.
Yeah, well, I'd say
oh,
that.
Yes. Yes. Ted Heath.
Yes. Yes. Edward Heath and his music, yes. Here's a group for you, Frank Miller.
Aliens. French.
Yes. And we get 2 marks for that.
Is it an orchestra?
Pardon?
Am I looking for an orchestra?
No, you're not. You know, just a bunch of friends, that's all. Not necessarily an orchestra.
Companions.
Yes.
Companions of the song.
Yes. Would you guys translate for us?
Compagnon de la chanson.
De. Deux marks,
bon.
Whatever marks are in French. Deux marks, yeah. Very good. Here's a round to test your knowledge of musical theory. For 2 marks, David Franklin, what is the adjective that comes from the word counterpoint?
The only one I know that it would be safe to let loose on this programme is contrapuntal.
Yes, and for the other mark, very roughly, what does it mean, please?
It means the apposition, that's a good one, isn't it? The apposition of a counter melody against the melody on the top.
Very, very good, yes, marvellous. Dennis Norden, very simple one for you. What is a fifer? Fifer.
Fifer. Well, you know the musical term, a tenor. Well, a fifer is...
Well, my father was a fifer. He was born in Kirkcaldy.
That's right. A fifer is Ian Wallace's father. It's a musical term for Ian Wallace's father.
A man who plays the fife.
It could be a man who plays the fife.
Yes. 2 marks. Ian, what is the meaning of sforzando?
Sforzando is going from playing...
bad to foot.
You know, it's a very difficult one to describe, a sforzando.
Just at all.
Well, you attack loud and come to soft.
Well, I've got to give it to you because you attack loud, but you don't have to come to soft to be sforzando. It just means forced.
Yes.
Forcing or forced. Accentuated.
Right. Accentuated,
yes.
I would agree with you, yes.
You would, yes. Would you agree with me as to how it's spelt?
S.
Yes.
S-F-O-R-Z-A-N-D-O.
Yes, thank you. 2 marks. Frank Muir, your highly technical question. Pray, what is a paso doble?
Paso doble is a dance, a rather wild dance, rather nice, rhythmical, South American, or Spanish.
Yes, better.
Spanish, more than, slightly more than South American.
Could you
dance it? No.
Not I was going to say sing a few bars of a paso doble, or identify one. Yes, very nice.
Dun, dun, dun.
2 marks. Dun, dun, dun. In this round, you're going to hear Graham Daly on the mellotron playing the first few bars of an old traditional song. For 3 marks, you have to continue the song with, please, the correct words. So we want the songs continued, sung with the words. David Franklin, here's yours. Highly contrapuntal. Can you sing that?
What's up there?
I think you choose your absolute pitch for this.
Da 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 da, and left their tails behind them.
Is that right?
No, absolutely wrong. It's the girl I left behind me. I've got a lot of stuff on my card here about I'm lonesome since I crossed the hill and o'er the moor and valley and so on.
You know when David was saying about leaving his trousers, but this is going on to a function, he left his tails behind, did it? Obsession with clothing.
Funnily enough, we move on now to something which is appropriate. Dennis Norden, here's yours.
Eaton boating song.
Mm-hmm. You have to sing it, remember, with the words.
Something, something, breeze. Oh, there's a terribly obscure line to it. Blade on the feather. Something, something, trees. I'm going up too high. And we'll all pull. And we'll all pull together. And there's something between their knees. I don't know, the oar. No, you couldn't do that, could you? The rudder between. No. Something between the knees, and it's repeating.
Very
good. You can send for a pamphlet for this, if you're anywhere obscure. What is it between the knees?
It says on my card your bodies. I've heard your bags, and you think it's heads, David, do you? Any Italians? Frank, you went to Eton, didn't you? I seem to recall.
No, Slough.
A song to be continued next by Ian Wallace.
I know the name, but I know the tune.
Well, I'll give you one mark for saying Barbara Allen. In Scarlet Town, where I was born, there was a fair maid dwelling, and so on. Yes, it's all right, one mark for that. Frank, here is yours.
Macbeth. The three witches were incarcerated in the castle. Oh dear, what can the matter be? Johnny is so long at the fair. He promised to buy me a bunch of blue ribbons. He promised to buy me a bunch of blue ribbons. He promised to buy me a bunch of blue ribbons to tie up my bonny brown hair.
Beautiful, yes.
What can the matter be? Three old ladies locked.
Three marks. And we move on to the next round. A rather quiet round. Piano music. For two marks, can you identify the, first of all, the item and then the composer? David. Got a bit of it there.
It's a piano. It's a transcription for piano of a chorale by Bach.
Yes,
popularly known. May safely graze.
Yes, from Cantata 208. Two marks. Dennis, here's yours.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. doesn't take long.
No, I think it's very good the way Edward Mason tempers the musical wind to this Sean Lamb.
I'm safely grazing.
Chopin's Minute Waltz, and for higher productivity, we do it in 50 seconds.
Yes, it was 2 marks from that. It was tempered more than you know. That version was played by Winifred Atwell on the piano. Ian, here's some piano music for you to identify. Who wrote it's almost more interesting than what that
wrote it. Charles Chaplin,
yes,
wrote it. It brings back memories to me of various sitting in various restaurants where they have that piped music.
Yes.
And this Philipsy. Comes through so that you can't hear the conversation of the people at the next table. And it's from Limelight.
Mm.
I don't know who's playing it.
Well, it doesn't matter. It was Russ Conway playing it. You're quite right. Charles Chaplin, Limelight, the background. We call it knife and fork music in the train. That's right. 2 marks for that, Limelight, from the film of the same name. And Frank, some piano music for you.
I know what it is. It's
well, that's all I asked.
Played by Alfred Smallpiece. I recognize his left hand. It's a short or mini skirt, though.
Yes. Do you know who wrote it?
It's a scherzo from... no.
Well, don't cudgel your brains for from. By whom, you don't know. Well, 1 mark, anyway. It's by Litolf.
I'd be Litolf lightly, then, with 1 mark.
Right, we move on. Again, for 2 marks. I want to know the Christian names of the following composers. David, Christian names, please, of Mozart.
Wolfgang Amadeus.
Yes, very good. Dennis, that's 2 marks for that. Dennis, Rachmaninoff.
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 I thought that was his Christian name included. So like Rach Hudson. Rachmaninoff. Ian, I look pleadingly towards you.
I don't know. I think...
Serge. He was known as Blue Serge.
Yes.
Rachmaninoff.
2 for that.
Thank you, Ian.
Oh,
it's Ian Gounod. Or rather, Ian Wallace, Gounod.
It would be Ian O'Goon.
Gounod. Charles.
Yes. Charles Francois. I have it. Yes. And Frank Brahms.
Johann Sebastian Bach. Johann Sebastian Bach, but. Johannes.
Johannes Brahms, yes.
Johnny.
Yes. Quite right. 2 marks. A round of dances old and new. For 2 marks to tell me not the tune but the name of the dance. David. Now, not what would you do to that, but what should you do?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, if I'm to answer that question, I should sit it out. But if you want to know what I should be sitting out to, I should be sitting out to a cha-cha-cha, or is it cha-cha-cha-cha? I never know how many chas there are. Well, two chas, three?
You get half a point a cha, the way you've done it. I think it's the cha-cha. Victor Sylvester on that record called it the cha-cha-cha, and you get 2 points. Dennis, here's one for you.
Your cup of tea, isn't it?
Somehow
yes,
doing this.
I know. And that is Daisy wearing 40 yards of tulle. Which she designed herself. That's the tango.
Yes.
I never could.
2 marks. Ian, what would you and your friends do to this? Well,
the Palais Glide?
Yes. 2 marks.
Oh, good.
And finally, Frank Bueller.
This is where we came in.
Yes, it is.
I've been passing somebody at the double. It's a paso doble.
Yes, that's right. 2 marks. And that brings us to the end of this week's My Music. The final score, it's incredible, but Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden have been beaten by David Franklin and Frank Muir by 0.5 mark.
Taking part in My Music with David Franklin, Dennis Norden, Frank Muir, and Ian Wallace. The chairman was Steve Race. At the Mellotron was Graham Danny. The questions were compiled by Edward J. Mason. The program, which was recorded, was produced by Tony Schreier. Thank you.